I live one as my divine self in every thought. I live one as my divine self in every thought. Every thought that I think is one of my divine self. Every thought I think is one of me being the ideal being that I am. I love doing that. It's something that I do with every moment of my life, every thought of my life, every attitude of my life. I live every moment of my life as my divine self in every thought. How do I make this determination to live every thought? Well, every thought that comes in my mind, if it is positive, I dwell on it, and I think about it, and I listen to it, and I believe it. And if a thought comes in my mind that's not positive, I immediately discard it and go on to the next thought, and the next thought, and the next thought. Now, my thoughts are by the thousands. My thoughts are by the hundreds. My thoughts are by the millions. No matter what I do, I am always thinking. And I'm always thinking beautiful, divine thoughts about myself. I'm always thinking beautiful and divine thoughts about the world in which I live. I'm always thinking beautiful and divine thoughts about my family, about my work, about my life. I'm always thinking beautiful and divine thoughts, because that's my nature. That's who I am. I am that beingness that only thinks beautiful, divine thoughts about all of life. Because whatever thoughts I think, those are the things that I bring out in my life. Whatever thoughts I'm thinking about, that's what I bring forth in my experience, my everyday, my every moment experience. And my every moment experience is filled with those beautiful thoughts of who I am and what I am. When I wake up at night and I'm thinking a thought that distresses me, I immediately discard it and think of a thought that makes me happy. Because I can do that, certainly. Oh, yes, I can do that very well. And I do that, and I think these happy thoughts that make me very happy. I think these thoughts that make my life feel joyous and fantastic and uplifting. And it's not hard at all. It's just a choice. It's just a decision. It's just an attitude that I have for myself. It's an attitude I have for my life. And it's what I choose to be every moment of my life. Now, I like me, I like me, I like me. Those things I say so often. And it's a reservation within my thought. It's a reservation within my being. It's what I think and what I be, what I am. And it's all that I can be, and it's all that I am. So I say to myself, I have nice hair. Oh, what's so big about that? I have very little hair. It's just getting shorter all the time. But I clip it down, and I keep it short, and I keep it happy. It doesn't matter to me. My hair has always been a crowning glory for me, but now it's different from when I was 17. When I was 17, oh, what a head of hair I had. And I visualize myself with that head of hair, and I see it. Who knows? One day I might choose to have that head of hair again, and I can. It's all by my thinking, by my choice, by my thought for myself. Now, do I have beautiful eyes? Do my eyes twinkle when I talk? Do my eyes twinkle when I look around the world and see all the wonderful things that are going on in the world? Do people say to me, Herb, your eyes twinkle. You know, your eyes are always twinkling when you're smiling, when you're laughing, when you're talking, when you're thinking. Herb, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about something good because your eyes are twinkling. Do people say that to you? Do people tell you that your eyes are twinkling? Do people tell you that your eyes are sparkling, that you have joy in your heart? When you have joy in your heart, your eyes twinkle. When you have joy in your heart, your body just sparkles with alive energy, and you feel you can accomplish anything at all because you are magnificent. You are glorious. You are wonderful. Yes, this is what you are. Now, is this what you want to be? Is this how you want to live your life, as a glorious, wonderful, sparkling being with sparkling eyes? Do you have sparkling teeth? Well, so people say, well, my teeth are, I want to use a whitener on my teeth. I want to use a whitener on my teeth. Well, instead of worrying about a whitener on your teeth, get a whitener in your smile. Get a whitener in your smile and be smiling. Are you smiling all the time? Do you have to have your teeth show when you smile? They can, and it's okay if they do, but get that smile out there. Get that joyful self of you. Paste it all over your face so that everyone who looks at you says, that person's a happy person. That person's a joyful person. That person is a person filled with peace and filled with love and filled with joy. Yes. Do you look at other people? And do you look at other people to see a reflection of yourself in them as a joyful, happy, wonderful person? Do you look at them to see the magnificence of you in them, that they're joyful, they're wonderful, they're fantastic, they're happy, they're marvelous, they're exceptional beings? Do you look at them and see that? That's what's there. Because that's what's shining out of you. That's what's shining out of me all the time. It's shining out of me saying, I live one as my divine self in every thought. I live one as my divine self in every thought. Every thought that I think is a loving, uplifting, supportive thought. And it's a kindly thought. It's a thought that says, all is good. Can you think of every person in your world and with that thought, think a happy thought about them? Is every person in your world a happy person? Is every person in your world a person that you think happy thoughts about? If they are, then that's what you're seeing, your reflection in them, and that's the happy thought in them. That's the magnificent thought in them. That's the good thought in them. And that's who you are. And that's who I am. Now, you can be that all the time if you wish. And you really do wish to do that. You can be that all the time if you wish, because you say, I think happy thoughts all the time. I look at everyone and I see the divinity in them. I see the divinity in them as a reflection of the divinity that's within me. And as I see this divinity within them, I am happy in everything that I do. That truth about me is I am happy. The truth about me is I am a loving person. The truth about me is I look at the world and I see me. Now, each of us can look at the world and see a reflection of ourselves. Each of us can look at the world and see it wonderful, fabulous, glorious, and good right now. Each of us can do that. And each of us do that. Each of us do that. We look at the world and we see it as a reflection of who we are. The good that we are, the joy that we are, the wonder that we are, the magic that we are, all that we are. And that's what matters, isn't it? That's all that matters, is just to see the world as who and what we are. When you see the world as who and what you are, you will find that the world is a glorious, magnificent, fantastic place, because it is good. It was good from the very beginning, and it's always good. No matter what time of day, no matter what occurrences are going on in the world is good. The world is beautiful. The world is fabulous. The world is joyful and marvelous. The world is who you are and who I am. And all that you are and all that I am is good and very good. Claim this today. Know this today. Experience this today. And as you name it, claim it, know it, and experience it today, you are it today. And how wonderful that is. Do you see yourself as good? Do you see yourself as pure? Do you see yourself as wonderful? Do you see yourself as all that is delightful and all that's marvelous and all that's wonderful? I do. And I know you do. And as you do this, every single thing in your life is fantastic. Now, today, I live one as my divine self in every thought, and I am happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.